Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I Grubhubbed one of the best sushi restaurants in Buffalo, and they brought sushi to my son and I. It was great.
At your house?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Listen to this.
And that's a very good thing to have delivered because, you know, hot is not really pertinent at all.
Don't eat hot sushi.
Right.
Don't eat it.
In fact, I think hot sushi would probably be terrible. Really gross.
Don't do it.
It's Mike Shope.
Fresh hot in neon is not something you see above the sushi place.
Can I get this? No, that's right.
Fresh hot sushi. That is so gross. Fresh hot sushi here.
You get some sushi, you open the lid, and it's like steam comes out.
And the Bulldog.
Please stop. Please.
Right, Ryan? Hey, you ever do that?
I've got nothing
you get
to
the
throw
sushi
up in my stomach.
You open up the lid and it's just sizzling like a fajita.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What are you doing in there? I'm microwaving the sushi.
Right. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Did you know, Bulldog, it was Red Sox Giants this weekend?
I did see that earlier today, and I thought, how little do I know about how Major League Baseball scheduling works anymore? Like, does everybody play everyone now every year, or is it just, you know, different interleague matchups year to year or whatever? And it's still that. Like, they don't play everybody, but it's...
They do.
They do play everyone?
In both cities.
Really?
Every team, unless they changed it from last year,
wow.
Every team goes to Fenway and the Red Sox go to everybody.
I thought that could be right. I Googled and got told a lie. Now every time I Google, I'm going to be questioning. Because this morning I was thinking about it. How fitting. They just made this big trade with Devers going to San Francisco, and they're there, you know, 5 days later for a series with the Giants. And I thought, do they play them every year? Was it inevitable that they would play the Giants this year? And what I saw when I Googled that was no, that it's still sort of hit and miss. I believe you, because I thought, I had an instinct to think, I think that's a change. I think they play one series with each, you know, each team, both leagues.
They did change it this year.
Oh.
So you might be right.
Okay.
Beginning with 2025, 13 games are played against each of the other four division rivals, 52. 6 or 7 against each of the other 10 teams in the league, 62 total. That's 114. 6 games against one geographic rival, so 120. 3 games against each of the other 14 teams from the other league. I'm pretty sure they changed it so that you would play everybody in both cities, but if I'm wrong about that, I'm sorry. If that was the case, this year they went back to...
But you were going to see everybody either here or there, right? Like, right, you just said that?
Yes.
So one series, not a home and home.
Right, so the Giants would not go to Fenway.
Okay.
Sadly... Can they mix it? Can they change? Can there be trades in the schedule? Right. Let's get Devers to Fenway.
Right. Well, what timing? That is really something. And I think I mentioned this yesterday in passing. Did you see that he's like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Yes. I'll play anywhere.
I'll go play any. I had mentioned it with Sal, I think, because he brought it up to me when I was on with Sal yesterday during his extra point show in the morning. So I don't think it came up in here yesterday. But yeah, he's like, yeah, new start. Whatever you want. And he's already taking balls at first base. Like first workout, he was taking balls at first base.
This is going to have to wait because I want to see if I'm right that they used to, in recent years, they did it the other way. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. Maybe it's never been. I thought every team went everywhere now, but because I think I remember hearing that and like it, I struggled with it because interleague is still a little bit weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, it's 30 years. Maybe it was 97. The first year, I remember the night, still into the Mets, I think 97.
It's been that long, wow.
I think 97.
Wow.
Still a Mets fan, and they went to play the Yankees. Maybe this was the first interleague series, maybe it wasn't, but the Mets went to play the Yankees.
I must have had some hot takes on my nighttime show on BEN back when that first started
happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you have to hate it? Did you have to hate it? The Mets went to play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. The pitcher was Dave Malicki for the Mets, and he threw a shutout. And it was so cool.
You don't even have to look that up.
I'm going to. Well, after the previous mistake.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'm wrong about all this.
You have that in your memory without looking
it
up.
I do.
Yeah, I hope it's right.
Watching the Mets.
It's amazing.
At the Yankees, I think 97. Yep. I'm going to look this up now. Hopefully you have something more to say. And
fine.
Dave Malicki was the pitcher.
I can't believe. We just talked about this, right? Are we a few weeks out from when they had the interleague rivalry stuff?
Yep.
And we ran down like who's everybody playing?
Yep.
And I think I did pretty well, like guessing not the obvious ones, but yeah, they're all pretty obvious, you know. Even though like Cincinnati and Cleveland don't necessarily have any history, they're in Ohio, so yeah, they're playing. Okay, it's geographical; it's not that hard. My feeling way back then would have been, yeah, okay, Royals and Cardinals, I get it. World Series history.
I-95.
Mets, Yankees, right? Okay, we've got all these things. But you don't have enough of that to like for everybody else. And that was a big complaint I remember having. I can't believe I had that that opinion 30 years ago or however many years ago that is.
That was, I would say, the most common complaint, other than just the principle of it in the beginning, like this is wrong, but that I remember somebody in particular who I won't name always complaining about the Twins playing the Pirates or something.
Right.
They can't all have a great – sure, the Mets and the Yankees is fun.
Yeah, Dodgers and Angels. Woo!
Fun.
Yep.
Some of them are fun, and some of them are like, please.
Giants and A's.
And I never liked that point because, well, that's just going to be how it is, though. I mean, the Pirates playing the Padres isn't special, is it? It's because of the Pirates. There are plenty of matchups within the National League or within the American League that are boring.
Yeah.
Twins and Rangers or something.
That's right.
You don't care about that any more than you care about Twins and Pirates.
You should have called me back in the summer of 97.
I could have convinced you. Let me think if I did. I never called John Murphy with this take. And I don't think I ever called you with it. I called John Murphy about different things like
you used to
Bill's topics.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Dave Malicki, June 16th, 1997, Mets 6, Yankees nothing, a 9-hit shutout. And there were interleague games all over the schedule. I think that's how they did it. They were kind of all at the same time, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, Toronto. Would that have been the first? I don't know. I think maybe this was the very beginning of interleague, June of 97.
Yeah.
June 16th, almost the anniversary.
Wow. 97. It just kind of blows my mind that's that long ago.
It feels more like 10 years ago, but it's 28.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it just does not feel that far in the past.
Denny Nagel outdueled Roger Clemens
at
the Sky Dome.
Wow.
And the Braves beat the Blue Jays 3-0. The first, I think, Red Sox interleague game the same night against Philadelphia. They wanted to, you know, with a bang. Mets Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Braves Blue Jays was a pretty recent World Series rematch.
Sure.
Boston 5, Philadelphia 4 in 10. Two in the ninth, one in the 10th to win it. Nope, I didn't have anybody on second base to start the 10th inning, I'm pretty sure.
No siree. No.
John Wasden was the winning pitcher for Boston.
John Wasden.
You have that one?
No.
Tom Gordon, Mark Brandenburg, Chris Hammond.
Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
And John, you couldn't be Gordon without the Flash.
Right.
And then John Wasden.
Wow. Tom Gordon.
97 Red Sox. You got it?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, you'll know all the names.
Yeah, I'll know all the names, but I'm not. No.
Not a good
hang
team.
On. Let's see. 97. Is Mike Greenwell still there? Or is that too far in the past?
Didn't play.
No? Okay.
If he was, didn't play. It's not a memorable team at
no.
all. No. Garcia Para, Darren Bragg, batted second. Mike Stanley, sure. Yankee Red Sox catcher.
Okay, sure.
Reggie Jefferson. Tim Nehring at third.
Tim Nehring, I remember. Came up as a shortstop.
John Valentin.
Okay, sure.
Scott Hatteberg.
Yeah.
From Moneyball fame.
Sure.
This is pre-Moneyball. Jeff Fry.
Nope.
And Shane Mack, former twin in center.
Yeah.
Troy O'Leary pinch hit. 97 Red Sox, the beginning of Interleague against a worse Phillies team.
I went to Boston in, I think we're married. I know it's with my wife. The last few times I went to Red Sox games was with my wife. Maybe once as my girlfriend, but I'm pretty sure there was a Mets Red Sox series that I went to probably early 2000s. And we went to a Friday and a Saturday. I think we traveled back on Sunday. And the guy that was the best man at our wedding was already living in New Hampshire by then. And so he came and met my wife and I in the city. My wife, it was the first time, we didn't have phones with all these apps and all this stuff, but she found, maybe it was like Priceline.com or something. This incredible, it was the nicest hotel room to that point in my life I'd ever set foot in.
Mm-hmm.
Some hotel downtown, not close to Fenway, but that like financial, like near the water, huge tower. I don't remember the brand, but like with the robes, like the big, heavy, nice robes that fit people my size. Like, it was just the room was super cheap.
Oh,
For us back then, I mean, like $100 would have felt like a lot to spend on a hotel room. So it was around that, and like this is like a $500 hotel room.
Love a hotel robe.
And David came and met us, and we went down for the Friday night game, and there was a power outage, around Fenway Park.
Oh, okay.
And so we they kept the gates closed. Like we wandered down, like hit a couple bars, go to the ball game, and like they're all the people that would be in the ballpark already are still in the street, and every place real close by the ballpark is packed, and so we wait, and finally we find a place to have a drink, and we get in, power's restored, and it's do you remember a Carl Everett like blow up against the Mets? Like something happened on Friday night where there, I don't know if there was like hit by pitches or whatever, and then on Friday night he lost it on the umpire. It was a big deal, and got tossed out of the game. And then we went the next day, Saturday afternoon, and it's just so funny. This is these stupid things you remember. There was a moment in the game where. Maybe there were men on second and third. First base is open. It's a close enough game. And a guy in front of me is like, oh, and Nomar's coming up. Nomar was flirting with 400. He was batting maybe 394, 396 going into this game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Summer tides, June, July already. Right? So he's half, not halfway through quite, but still, he's flirting with 400. Big deal. He comes up. Guy in front of me, Met fan, says, they're going to walk him. They're gonna walk him. And Dalbach is on deck. Brian Dalbach.
Mm-hmm.
And he had hit whoever the Met pitcher was, he had hit him hard his first time up. This was like early enough in the game. He'd hit him hard the first time up. And the guy's like, they're gonna walk Nomar. And I just said, you know, not necessarily disputing. I just, you know, we're talking baseball, right? I just said, yeah, you know, I hear you, but Dalbach hit this guy hard last time up. Like, I wonder if they'd be a little hesitant to do it. They walked Dalbach, and he blasted double off
the
wall.
They walked Nomar.
They walked Nomar, excuse me, and Dalbach blasted a double off the wall, and I, like, sort of leaned forward to the guy, like, yeah, there you go.
The moral story is never walk anybody on purpose.
Right. Even a guy flirting with hitting 400.
Right. 2000 season?
Yeah, I think that would make sense. Yeah.
Betted 372.
Okay. I'll bet that's it. Yeah.
Did you know that my first time at Fenway, the power went out?
Really? I did not know that.
During the game.
Oh, wow.
It's 1991. Clemens pitched against Chicago. Back then, it had to be the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights went out, maybe third or fourth inning, first base side, like halfway up. Kind of where, like, Kevin Costner sat in Field of Dreams, like first base side.
Right.
And the power went out, and it was, like, weird. Like, sort of shocking and a little scary.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, the crowd makes a noise. And Sherm Feller was the name of the PA announcer for decades in Boston. Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, giving updates. Boston Edison. I remember Boston Edison. He kept talking about Boston Edison, working to resolve the problem in the thickest Boston accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally sang, or started the crowd anyway, to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at some point in that. And my buddy Drew, who I was talking to you about earlier today off the air, were just sitting there and like, this is really special.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was like an hour.
Wow.
And
was it dark out already?
It was nighttime. Yeah, okay. It was dark. And the game went, I think it might have gone 10. I think the White Sox won in 10. So we were there a long time.
Wow. That's awesome. White Sox were the opponent the first time I went to the ballpark, that ballpark, as a little kid. Family vacation.
Sox, classic rivalry of Sox.
Sox and Sox. Sat out in the bleachers.
Well, I hardly think twice about interleague anymore. Like, it's just been so long.
Right. I only thought of it today because of the timing being so interesting with Devers just getting traded to the Giants. And, like, lo and behold, it's an interleague series with the Giants. How common is that? And that's got the ball rolling on the whole conversation, checking the schedule.
And I do accept the point that you would want, like, a fan who goes to games would want to see the stars from the other league. You'd want to see Aaron Judge play in Pittsburgh, you know, if you were a Pirates fan, you'd want to see the Yankees. I think it's come so far that you don't even think twice about it, and that's a fair point.
I have liked, I've considered it, not for a while, but Pittsburgh hosting the Red Sox, like I love the ballpark. We like the city. I could do any year Cleveland, of course, but it would feel special to go to Pittsburgh and see them. And you know, nothing against the Cleveland ballpark, the Pittsburgh that setting is just. It's better than Cleveland. Cleveland's great.
It's 100%.
Pittsburgh is just so nice. And, I've considered doing that.
Did you get a text?
Acted on it.
Did you get a text from Paul yesterday after we hung up with him, like right now?
No, I didn't.
He said, he texted me. He said, I forgot to tell you guys that I went to Coors Field.
Oh, yeah.
And saw
I knew
saw
he was
a game,
in Denver. I knew, yeah.
And saw a game, and he bet on it. And I think he wants to tell you about, I didn't ask him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somehow it went. The betting went. But I told him how much I love Coors Field. Yeah. Like top four. I have top tier stadiums I've been to. It's, you know, in whatever order. Pittsburgh, Denver, Dodgers, and...
Giants?
Giants. Right.
I've been there. Giants.
Great.
Saw Lincecum pitch there. That was really awesome.
Giants upper deck behind the plate.
Same.
Walk around the outfield, that's then sit upper sat. Deck behind the plate.
That's where we sat, too.
Same as Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
With a view behind the plate. Cleveland doesn't matter, I think. Sorry, Cleveland. Been there a lot, too. It's fine. It's it's a ballpark. Like Washington, you know, a lot of them are just okay. Cincinnati has a river view from behind the plate.
Yeah. Haven't been there. I still like Baltimore. It's like the OG of these ballparks at the major league level anyway, and I always enjoyed going there. The warehouse. I'm a sucker for that old. That I just love that warehouse in right field.
They're terrible now.
Yeah. That's too bad. They were such a cool story. Two summers ago, I remember watching like every game of a series they had against the Yankees because I was laid up and couldn't go anywhere. And it sort of started crushing on the Orioles. Like, this is awesome. I love this team. And that did not last.
Well, last year they were good, but they lost in the playoffs, and now this year they're terrible. Like, they can't pitch. So, all right.
Too bad for baseball. Them.
Of course, the coolest place ever to see the Red Sox or your favorite team would have been Salem Field.
Yes. Which I got to do that, too.
Surreal. It was more surreal than literally flying across the country to watch your team play on the San Francisco Bay or whatever. Like, that was the most surreal. We watched the Red Sox play the Blue Jays together, and the Red Sox scored like 9 runs in the first inning.
Jaron Duran's first major league home run was a grand slam in the first inning.
Took a little bit out of it.
Yeah.
We weren't sitting together, but you were like one section away.
Yeah.
That's right. I was there with Jared Smola. Okay, well, there has been some baseball already. The Yankees, I think, won their game against Anaheim. I said it again, Anaheim. Has the show ever sounded older? To salvage something from that series, Pirates and Tigers doubleheader, the Blue Jays lost. Blue Jays have been doing all right, but they lost today to Arizona. We were winners today because Marty Baron called in. We spent some time talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, the 1999 Finals as well. Marty's so great. And a little bit on Connor McDavid and what the Sabres should be trying to accomplish here in the next little while. We've got the NHL Draft next Friday, and then the free agent period, as always, July 1st, coming up soon. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Our chat with Marty Baron coming your way next. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.